Olos chapter 7, Mishnah 3. Now, we've actually dealt with this Mishnah in passing before, but this Mishnah is going to set up the principle of the doorways. When are the doorways considered pure or impure? So, says the Mishnah, Mais Babais, if a corpse was inside a house, Ubo Pesachin Harba, and there are many doorways in the house, Kulan Tamein, they are all considered impure. Meaning, whatever is beneath the lintel of any of those doors is considered impure, even if the door is closed. And the reason being that we're not sure, we haven't yet selected the door through which the corpse will be removed from the house. And so until a particular doorway is selected, we assume all the doorways are impure. And so whatever was in the lintel of that door would be impure. Niftach echad mahin, but if one of the doors was opened and all the others are closed, so then hu tame, that door alone would be susceptible, would be impure. V'chulan tahorin, and all the other doors would be pure, because then we obviously assume that we're going to take the corpse out of the open door. Chashev lo tzir be'echad mim, similarly, if a person decides that he's going to take the corpse out of one of the doors, or b'chalon she'arba al albert tfachim, or even out of a window that is at least 4x4 tfachim, hitzil al kol ha'pesachim, all of the rest of the doors are saved, meaning that that if he decides this is where the corpse is going, so that door is impure, and anything under the lintel of that door is impure, but all the other doors are pure. B'shamo imrim yachashov ad shelo yamos ha'mais. He would have to have decided that he's going to take the corpse out of a particular door before the person actually dies. So by the time, says Bashama, if the corpse is already there, it's too late to decide which door you're going to take it out of, and they are all impure. But by Silil Oimrim Af Mishimais, even after the person has passed away, let's say the owner of the house could still decide which door he's going to take the dead corpse out of, and that would save the other doors from impurity. Hayas Sasum, if the door was closed, v'nimlach lefaschoy, and he changes his mind, he decides to unseal it, to unseal the door. Be'shamo imrim, k'she yiftach arba tfachim, from the minute he opens it up for tfachim, so that would protect the other doorways, only when he opens it up for tfachim. As soon as he starts opening up the door, if he removes, for example, the stones to unseal the doorway, the other doorways would be protected immediately. Last case, they both agree that where the person is making the door for the first time, in other words, there's no doorway there yet, now he's making a door for the first time, she yiftach arba tfachim, he must open it for tfachim before it will protect the other doorways.